technology, you know, and all this kind of thing. And they, their presentation was something, was beautiful. It was just beautiful, man. Where we'd go into a place and the attention, you know, you'd get everybody's attention and you could hold that attention span for 5 hours. You know, just, you know, they was just feeding it. You know, they were just running it just like a team thing, you know. Down in Monticello, you ever been down to Monticello? Okay, down in Monticello, I had a black boy and a white girl down there. And we were supposed to stay on this Christian, they were supposed to stay on this Christian thing, you know.
That's for A&M.
Yeah. Okay. So we get down there, you know, and we get, you know, everything's going along fine, you know. And I don't know, somehow or another, you know, somebody in town found out that, you know, they were part of the team thing, you know, so they run the black boy out of town on a horse. You know, they run him out of town on a horse, so I had to go pick him up and all this shit, man. But they got, you know, we got a lot of results. We got a lot of results.
And you think it's playing a large part in the Four Rice Cathedral later?
Yeah. Not that it was intended to be, but it was a thing of letting the folks know the unforeseen things that is affecting their lives. One of the few things that you can do something about if your vote gets counted or they don't use some other measures, you know, or what have you. And it worked. Now, that was a good experience. That was a good experience.
For your workers?
Oh, man. Well, man, thank God. All of my workers, man, you know, they've gone on to do different things, man. They have done in the social field. Paul is working on his doctor's now in journalism. He married another girl, Dana. What was her name? Dana. But her name is Dana. Now she's over the special program for the youth offenders. One chick in Chicago was doing some social work and stuff. It's pretty good there. You know, they've gone on and completed their education, you know, and have good jobs and all this kind of thing now, you know. Which,
well, you went ahead and got your master's then.
Yeah.
Where is it from?
The Graduate School of Social Work in Little Rock. See, I dealt with the same folks up here. Down there, Palmer was over the school, you know, and Doc, and I don't know, some kind of nigga they got from New York and then it didn't want to do nothing but go fishing, you know, and all this kind of thing that, you know, I had to deal with all of that, you know, and then after the little old degree or certificate, ever what it was, I said, now what does this mean, man? What does this mean? You know, does this put me behind a desk to shuffle some papers like y'all? I said, I don't want this. You know, I don't want this. You know, that's not where I'm at, you know. So I'm gonna go back to Fayetteville and see what's happening up there. Still some things that need to be done there. Because, you know, y'all's Institute of Higher Learning is up there, and y'all need to do some things right there in your own backyard first. So I come on back up here, and, well, I went into a hamburger business. I couldn't get a job or nothing nowhere, and I didn't try that hard, you know, because I didn't want to get off into that same structure type thing again. So I bought a little hamburger joint, you know, you know, it was a thing that made some money. I planned it out and thought it out, you know, got all my shit ready. And the thing of it was, see, I didn't, no loan institutions had nothing to do with it. They didn't have